This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. You can always join the conversation on the text line, 713-572-4610. Getting ready. We're gearing up for the NFL season. Training camp begins in less than 2 weeks for the Texans. Looking forward to it. And CBS Sports put out a list of some future bets for the NFL that maybe you should make. We also, really, John put together a list of some Texans as well, some bets to make for the upcoming year. So let's get excited for 2025. Let's look ahead and try to predict some things for the Texans in the NFL season.
Yeah, the way the CBS put it, 10 NFL futures bets you have to make right now. Wow.
I'm listening.
So, you're a derelict.
Right now, before camp.
Right now, make these bets, and the value, basically the value is there, and they expect this to happen. Here's one. I want to just see where you fall on this. If you would make this right now. And then I got some Texans ones that I came up with that I feel pretty strongly about. Well, relatively strongly about. Bijan Robinson to lead the NFL in rushing is plus 1,100.
Ooh, interesting.
Not Saquon. Not Derrick Henry. Bijan Robinson.
I would, for those odds, I would throw a couple bucks on it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think... Like, he wouldn't be my pick. But sure, at that those odds, maybe I'd take a shot. But if you're asking me who's going to lead the league in rushing, honestly, I don't think I would have even thought of him when trying to come up with the answer.
Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't have either. Did you realize he was third?
Oh, wow. I did not realize.
He was third with 1,456 yards.
Dang. I didn't know that. All right, so that's pretty good value then at plus what? Plus 1,100 for the guy that finished third? I think Saquon will take a step back this year after the playoff run and all the carries and everything. Yeah. So, you know what? That one sounds
pretty
good.
I was a little bit hesitant until you mentioned that part because I was thinking, like, how is they offense?
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure who was running the show there and all that. But now I'm like, oh, maybe that ain't far-fetched.
Mm-hmm. 1,456 yards.
Dang.
I saw that and I was like, at first I was like you. I was like, nah. And then I went, really? Really?
Man, I play fantasy football. Mm-hmm. I gamble. I have Sunday Ticket. I try to, I don't know how I missed that. Well, he had a great year.
You're not alone. This one I would jump all over. Miami Dolphins under 6.5 wins.
Oh, 6.5 is. I am down on the Dolphins. I've been down on the Dolphins. 6.5, though, is a low number. And you get the Jets twice, you get the Patriots twice. Maybe I would take the over. If we're talking under, certainly 8.5, maybe 7.5. I don't know. Six. Do they go 6-11 or worse? I might lay off, but I am low on the Dolphins this year.
They're going to face the Ravens, the Bills, the Commanders. Mm. And according to CBS, there's likely only one game after their bye week that they'll be favored in, and that's the Saints.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Yeah, it seemed like they had a weird offseason, too, where I feel like McDaniel is on the hot seat.
Very much so.
Yeah, you starting to hear a lot of chatter coming out their locker room and all that stuff. So
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me.
This one I would not. That one I was a little intrigued in. Certainly, the Bijan one as well. This one I would stay away from, but I'm going to say it because it's on their list. The Bengals to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Plus 130.
Plus 130. No, that's not good enough odds for me to put down. I am worried about the defense again, which was their problem last year, but that offense was so good. I love Joe Burrow. I wouldn't spend money on that. I trust Burrow. And after missing it last year, I think they could get back this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mike Evans, over 925 yards.
You gotta, right? It almost feels like a lock every year, 1,000 yards. I got to do it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, even though he only had 1,004 yards last year, he didn't play in every game.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they get close, they're going to make sure. You know, they're going to make sure to get him the ball to get the 1,000.
If I remember correctly, I think that's what they did last year. Yeah, it was the fourth quarter of a game out of hand, and they were still throwing the football, even though I think they had a big lead or something. Yeah, no, you got to bet that every year.
New England Patriots to make the playoffs.
Okay, so.
Plus 148.
Oh, I thought it'd be better odds. Yeah. 148. I have a screenshot in my phone I'd have to find, but I'm actually higher on the Patriots this year because, A, I think Vrabel always overachieves. I do like Drake May, but also the screenshot I have shows that I think it's, if I remember correctly, the team that has the weakest schedule in the AFC has won at least 8 games every year, something like that, and the Patriots are that team this year. It's something along those lines. The data points to the Patriots having a winning season this year based off of history. So because of that, I actually do think the Patriots have a pretty good year. I thought those would be a lot better odds, but yeah, I'll take a shot that they make the playoffs.
Their argument was they added Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. They have the number 4 overall pick, Will Campbell, Drake May, as you mentioned. Day 2 picks, Travion Henderson. They're high on him as well. And the second easiest schedule in the entire NFL.
Okay, yeah. And I think easiest in the AFC, which is the metric I referenced, that the teams that have the easiest schedule in the AFC have had like a winning season, whatever. It's like 20 straight years or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that one. San Francisco 49ers to win the NFC West. It feels like the Rams.
Yeah.
And there's people kind of down. On some of the moves, losing Debo and all that.
I know.
They still got a lot.
I do think the Niners will be better this year. I think Robert Saleh is a big help. Their special teams were bad last year, and they spent a lot of resources on their special teams this offseason to address that. I think they'll be better. Will they be good enough to win the division?
Yeah.
You know, I would say yes, because last year they dealt with injuries. They had a down year. And if you go back and look, Shanahan had that. They had a run, if I'm remembering correctly, they had like a run to the Super Bowl or AFC title game, then they had injuries and they had a bad year where they won like 6 games, and then they came back the next year and I think made the Super Bowl. Point being, Shanahan usually bounces back from a bad year. So I take my chances. I would bet on the Niners. Why not? Take a shot. They win the division.
I think I might as well. The next one, I wouldn't do it because it's based on if he stays healthy, and I don't think he'll stay healthy. Dak Prescott to throw for 4,000 yards. When he's healthy, he's a 4,000-yard passer.
Yeah.
My thing is, I don't think he's going to stay healthy.
It's a fair concern. I wouldn't bet it. I also don't trust Schottenheimer running the offense for the first time instead of Mike McCarthy. So I'm going to say no. Looking back, to your point, when he's been healthy, he's gone over the last 3 seasons he's been healthy. But I'll bet against the health.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam. Ooh, Tony, inevitable. Walk off, baby.
the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then the Denver Broncos over 9.5 wins.
No, I'm fading the Broncos. Last year, I think, was a lot of luck, for lack of a better term. They had an easy schedule. Now people are familiar with Bo Nix, with this team. I thought last year was pretty flukish the way they won some of those games. Mm-hmm. I did not think they were a very good playoff team. I also don't like Sean Payton, to be fair, so I'm biased. But no, I think the Commanders take a step back this year. I think the Broncos are another team that regressed to the mean.
I'd stay away from it, but they do state a pretty strong argument on that. They've added Evan Ingram. They got J.K. Dobbins. Their defense has not gone anywhere, and they allowed the second fewest yards per play of any team in the NFL. So that's those NFL futures bets. So it got me thinking, as I am wont to do. All right, let's talk about some Texans props here.
Yeah.
And these are the ones that I came up with. I looked up the odds, and some of them are pretty dang good. Nick Chubb, NFL Comeback Player of the Year.
Ooh.
Plus 5,500.
5,500?
Yes.
I'll take a shot just for those odds.
Yeah.
I've referenced this before, and I wish I had the list in front of me, but there is a good track record of guys who suffer injuries, and then they shortly after go to new teams and they really take off. I mean, Saquon Barkley is an example who had an injury, but the Giants went to the Eagles, was really good. Adrian Peterson in the past. I'm trying to think of other examples. Jamal Lewis, I think, was one. But there is, last 20 years, there's about a half a dozen running backs who had serious injuries. Then they got healthy, switched teams, and had big years. So for that price, I'll take it.
Me as well. How about this one? And I had to look up these. If the Texans win, it's going to be largely because of their defense. But if they also, if they win big, the quarterback's going to get a lot of love.
Uh-huh.
C.J. Stroud, MVP.
Oh.
Plus 1,500.
I can't do it. I like C.J. Stroud. I'm a C.J. Stroud guy, but I don't think he'll be in the MVP conversation.
If they win 12 games, 13 games.
I know, but I think it's going to be carried by the defense.
Yeah, and plus, I don't think they're going to look at it like this, but I kind of think about Buffalo. I think about Baltimore, Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like they get so much love because of their quarterbacks and carrying the team, especially a team like Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he'd have a year like those teams would.
I call this the new girl in class factor.
Yeah. I like that.
Anytime she transfers from another school, all the boys in the room go, hey now.
It's true.
Is he going to be the new girl in class? No more Josh Allen, no more Lamar Jackson. We've had enough of Patrick Mahomes. If they win 12 or 13 games, a lot of the people voting for this are going to say, hey, how about that C.J. Stroud vote?
I'm with you 100% on that. Yeah, I was going to say the door is open for somebody new instead of Josh, Lamar, Mahomes. Maybe it's Joe Burrow, who hasn't won one yet, had a great year last year. Yeah, the door is open. I'll grant you that, but I just don't think Stroud. I think he will have a good year. I just don't think he'll be an MVP.
Got a few more for you here. Most interceptions, Derek Stingley.
I'd take a shot. Do you have the odds on that?
Plus 2,500.
Sure. I would take a shot on that. No problem.
My thing is, I think people are just going to avoid him.
That's fair.
I think they're just going to avoid him. He's got that reputation already. I would stay away from that one, but he's also he's so good closing on the ball. The closer, remember that? and making the plays on the ball. I think he's got a shot, but I would stay away from
that. Do you think he's going to lead the team in interceptions? Because I feel like Kalen Bullock.
It may be Bullock.
Might be the guy.
It might be. Especially with the C.J. Gardner-Johnson back there now.
And
he's a ball hawk.
Yeah, and he's able to do more freelance, so to speak.
Last year, the leader had 9 interceptions, for the record.
And what did Stingley have, 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Do you expect him to double that output this year? I guess that's a lot to ask.
Mm-hmm. Texans lead the league in sacks. Plus 1,200. Now, that's not just the two ends.
Right.
That's lead that's the league whole in defense. Sacks.
Yeah. I would take a shot on that,
too. I would, too.
For sure. I think it's worthwhile at plus 1,200. Throw a few bucks on that with those two pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
I would take a shot.
I would do that one as well. This is the interesting one, and what's interesting to me is the odds are relatively low on this. Texans reach the AFC Championship game plus 900.
Okay, so at plus 900, again, you can always tickle me where I itch. I'll take a shot, but...
Never happened.
Are you going to really believe that?
No, that was going to be my point. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they've closed the gap between the Ravens and the Chiefs, and those are the teams you have to get by, and they've never been there before, like you said. No, I don't think it would happen, but for those odds, I'll throw some pizza money on it.
Here's the thing. If you believe that C.J. Stroud could win MVP if they get to 12 or 13 wins, then you got to believe they'll be at home. They'll have a good chance to get to an AFC championship game, maybe a first-round bye. So if you bet C.J. Stroud MVP, I feel like you have to bet reach AFC championship.
I like that. I could be a hedge better, but I also think it's a good move when you tie some things together that if you think this is going to happen, well, then this is probably going to happen too, so you might as well bet on those things as well. I do like that thought.
Mm-hmm.
One other one that I'll throw in, because Bucky Brooks put together an article for NFL.com where he picked long shots for each awards,
mm-hmm.
and for his Defensive Player of the Year, his bet was Will Anderson Jr. at plus 1,300.
Ooh, that's a good number.
He even says Will Anderson Jr. might exceed 20 sacks this year, Bucky Brooks Brooks wrote in his write-up.
That is a lot. This just in.
Yeah. He had 11, excuse me, he had 11 sacks last year in 14 games, Will Anderson Jr. Bucky said, he might exceed 20 this year. Take him at plus 1,300. That's another one I probably would. If you actually go back and look, most Defensive Player of the Year have actually, funny enough, been in their fourth season, but Khalil Mack won it in his third year about a decade ago. J.J. Watt won it in his second year. So there has been a precedent of guys, you know, that young that take the step up mm-hmm. to be able to be the best player, and obviously he's been so good in his first 2 years. But that's another one I'll throw into the mix. Bucky Brooks had plus 1,300 Will Anderson Jr. to be Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. If you like some of those... Run to your
you heard
sports
it here
book.
First.
Yeah. Yeah. With 10% finder's fee for you if those bets hit. And if they lose, you didn't hear it here. Someone else told you to do that. Coming up, what's popping? We'll let you know, including some changes to the All-Star game, both in terms of Houston Astros, but also what they're actually going to do for the All-Star game. We'll let you know about that next. It's In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.